Uno, dos. There would usually be a long pause after dos, just long enough for Mariana and me to jump up and finally do what we were being told to. For years, I made sure we never let our mom, it was almost always her disciplining us, get to the terrifying numeral that came after that pause. It was simply understood. If mami got to tres, it was over. Until, that is, the night when 5-year-old Mariana called our mom's bluff. It was bedtime, and we were playing on the stairs when we were supposed to be brushing our teeth. At the bottom landing stood mami, arms crossed and wearing yellow dishwashing gloves. Dos, she yelled. Mariana, I cried. We have to go. Mariana scoffed. Michael, it's fine. She's not going to do anything. Mariana grabbed my wrist, pulling me back. I tried to shake her off. Let's go. But Michael, what's the worst she can do? I had no idea, and I wanted to keep it that way. Think about it, hissed Mariana. She's our mom. She's not going to hurt us. That had proven so far to be true, but there was always a first time. Look, watch. I'll show you, Mariana said. She spun to stare mami down. Tres, yelled our mom. Cuatro, cinco, seis, Mariana shot back. Siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Everyone froze. Time froze. Finally, our mom burst out laughing. Oh, well, she said, drying her eyes. It was good while it lasted. Other than the old counting trick, our parents used different parenting approaches for each of us. So different, we might as well have been raised in two different families. My parents valued scholarship above all else. Mariana's mom and dad believed emotional intelligence was the ultimate trait. I was celebrated for being great at math, while Mariana was praised for her kindness. I gravitated toward technology, a stereotypically male pursuit, and my sister took little interest in it. She definitely didn't share my passion for anything and everything Apple. My lust for the Apple brand hit its apex when I was 10 years old. On January 9, 2007, the day Steve Jobs announced the first iPhone. Look, it's happening. I pulled my mom by the hand from the couch to the old Dell to watch the momentous event on YouTube. The iPhone is launching. My mom snickered and shook her head. My dad jumped in. Apple products are so impractical and compatible with everything. You really want that? I nodded my head vigorously. Yes, yes, yes. I could hardly contain myself. My dad looked at me confused. You're 10 years old. Do you even receive any emails? My mom's Motorola Razr and my dad's Nokia smartphone held no interest for me. I was already an Apple guy, through and through. You're turning 11 this summer, said my mom. Maybe your tios will pitch in for your birthday? Thankfully, I had lots of tios, and I immediately called all of them. Quique, Mario, Carlos, and Miguel, letting them know about my birthday wish in advance. My uncles came through. 4 days after the iPhone went on sale, I floated out of the Apple store with an opaque white plastic bag slung over my arm. Inside was the most expensive item I'd ever owned. My parents added the phone to their family plan, so I had service, but back then, the iPhone was pretty basic, just a touchscreen with which you could access an internet browser, a camera, your email, your music, your calendar, and a few preloaded apps. You could message one person at a time, but I didn't have any friends with phones to text, and no one really used email. Still, the gadget was magnetic, addictive. I'd never been one to sleep with a teddy bear. Okay, I had a stuffed penguin. But I couldn't go to bed without my new iPhone.